Gary, what's happening?
Losing my mind, Marty. I wanted to call someone who's probably losing theirs too, so we can lose it together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got just the worst. Remember those bracelets I used to complain about? Hinge, tongue.
Yeah.
Diamonds. They just took one on, and it's not just for Christmas to fit it in. It's for a rush. I'm scared. I'm fucking like, God damn, I need
this. I thought this was for one family.
Yeah, it's one guy. It's like, okay, so I've got the clasp, and I need a, I've got tubing, I've got a pin, I've got to get casting grain. Haley's freaking out getting the model done so Tech Form can send us wax. And then I can cast it from wax instead of plastic that leaves a bunch of lizard skin texture because it's not doable. And basically, if anything goes wrong, it turns into a five-day deal. If it goes really slick and no interruptions and everything's perfect, 3.5 days.
I'm getting heart palpitations just listening to it. Like, dude,
it
like it
sucks.
It's insane to me. It's every time I call you, I feel like I'm in Groundhog's Day over these bracelets.
Oh,
it's like you
too.
Made
every
one,
year.
You designed it, and then it's like, I thought it was like a one and done kind of thing. Has this been every year for the past 6 years?
It's individually named, so you put the kids' names, grandkids' names, whatever.
Oh, God.
Some will have one name repeated. Some will have 8 different names, which this one does. Bezel set diamonds in between, and then share prong 1.5, 1.7, 1.9s, whatever they choose. Fuck, it sucks. It's terrible.
This is the same family doing it, though, right? They all match for the
No, it's a different guy.
Oh, my God.
We have a sample in the case. And
take it out of the case.
I've been pushing for that for years. And
but it's obviously a good seller.
No, that's a pain in the ass. But the boss has never made one, and he loves that fucking thing because he designed it. He won't take it out.
He designed it.
I told her the year before. I told her before that. I'm like, lose this fucking thing, or you're going to lose me.
Yeah.
There's a year they hit me with 2 of them that broke my back. That was awful.
How much do they run?
25 grand.
I mean, it's not nothing.
Yeah.
But after labor.
Right. Golden labor. I mean, we went, you know, you get triple key on the melee, you get key and a half on the gold, and then you kind of, you can't really charge very much. You're probably doing labor about 1/3 labor rate, but you're making it up on the other shit. End of the day. But now when, I mean, I'm looking down the pipe, I've got a bunch of eternity bands, little shit, elk's teeth.
Fucking elk's teeth.
It's a, what the hell's it called? It's an arrowhead. I've got a wrap, make little initials, just monkey spank work. Haley's, our laser engraving machine's not working. The guy's coming up to look at it Saturday. And so now I've got to pierce out a fucking oval plate, but it's got a script to be. You got to put in the middle. It's like, little shit is going to kill me. That's what gives me a heart attack. You get all these people walking in. Had a real influential guy the other day. I took in a sterling silver cubic zirconia ring to size just because I want this guy as a customer. He's brand new. I don't really know him. He runs around with some high rollers that I know they're pretty high on the hog. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to kiss this guy's ass and take it in. And it just kills me. Because if I told the guy no, it'd piss him off, and he'd be like, oh, F that place. I'm hoping, as I explained to him, look, we're cutting repairs off over a month ago, and, you know, I'd work on this late at night, early in the morning. I got it done in one day. And I called him yesterday, he hasn't even showed up. I said, dude, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Dropping everything. And then you have to pull the CZ out. Her 94-year-old dad made it. There are no prongs to hold it in. It's just razors sticking up. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's crooked. So I set it a little bit straighter, and then you got to rebuild under the prongs, bend them down so they're not
all for a CZ.
All for a CZ to kiss this guy's ass. So hopefully, I mean, I think he's going to pan out. He's in the shooting tour where he travels around the United States, and I think he shoots something called like a Kreog or Kreoff or some damn shotgun that's like $18,000 or something.
Holy
hell.
I
think the guy's got some bucks.
Yeah.
Whether he'll spend it, and he's kind of acts like a big meathead good old boy, but it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Older guy, you know, he's late 60s, mid 60s, but he's, I think he's divorced, and he runs around with my second cousin. They're on some cemetery board together. And now this guy's got a girlfriend. So I'm like, well, there you go. He just might. You see, he looks like a country bumpkin, too, that loves the CG silver freaking ring. So I don't know if she's going to be getting, you know, anything nice or whatever. But it's shit like that. You got to, you know, grease the wheel and take it like a man and hope it pans out in the long run.
100%.
But you know, you don't want to do so many.
Yeah. The, maybe suggest a nice bracelet for her. For their name
a
on
link,
it.
A link bracelet playing in the showcase.
That's right.
Yeah,
but,
hey, did your package make it out of the snow?
Yeah. You should have it.
Oh, it's here. Okay.
Yeah. I had a dream last night that you open the package and go, Garrett, nice fake Rolex.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, I bought it with no box of papers, so if it is, you better tell me. But
well, shit, I might not know. I'll look at it on the external, but I've heard of some guy buying a genuine Rolex case, bogus movement, and Italian bracelet. But, you know,
I've never had a problem with the time, with keeping time or anything like that. But let me know. I did notice that, like, the bezel, I don't know if it was, like, clicked a little bit, like it was loose, but I don't really care.
Uh-oh.
But again, though, like...
They fall off once in a while.
If that's the case, I mean, I don't know. It's not like that. You'll play with it. You let me know. If you think, hey, you should go get this thing fixed or do something with it, just let me. But, like, I'm just... Whatever, if you can make it look pretty again, I paid $5,000 for it. Tell me if I fucked up or if I've owned it for a year now, so.
Oh, no, after the last guy that came in and paid almost $10,000, and I felt bad, I think I guessed, $775, $100, something like that, thinking, but shouldn't have paid more than that. And he laughs and he says, oh, man, those are yesterday's prices. Come on, you give it the times. I'm like, look, I don't deal in the used. How do I know?
Right, exactly.
This used to retail for $2,350. Why would it be worth more than $7,500 20 years later?
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
And I don't think mine's that old. I think it's like 10 years old.
Yeah, yours, that's a sweet deal.
But let me know. It should be there. Shoot me a text if you think anything suspicious. I've had other people check it out, but the way I got it, you know, my jeweler in Seattle had a family friend, or friend of the business, really, get a divorce, took the watch, sold it to him. He was going to flip it to his guy that sells Rolexes. See, he knows a thing or two. You know, it's not like, you know, it's not, and he's so close. He's such a good friend that he's like, Garrett, if this ever came up fake, you'd have to tell me because I'd figure it out for you. And I'm like, I don't think it is. I don't really care. I just want it to look pretty, and I mean, I do care, obviously. I spent $5,000 on it, but, like, I'd rather it look pretty, and I've just noticed, the bezel turns nice, click, 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 but every now and then, if you push down on the bottom, it'll, like, you hear a click, and I'm like, that shouldn't be like that, but.
Maybe. Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have some kind of a, there's a, there are two pieces that it kind of floats on. One's called a click spring, and another one's some kind of a washer. And the washer, I've seen it before. It's wavy, so it kind of goes up and down.
Oh,
like
so
a
maybe
roller coaster track.
Oh,
so yeah,
so
you push it on the high spot, and it squishes or something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, I love it. It keeps great time. Let me know what you think of it. And I really appreciate you making it pretty with all this other bullshit you have going on. Back burner it. Do not care.
I better get either or get to cracking on it like right now while all these parts are on the way in. Because basically all hell's going to break loose starting, well, today's Thursday, so.
Well, there's a bottle of bourbon in it for you. I got to figure out how to get it to you, but there's a bottle of bourbon in it for you. And you'll be able to.
Swear. You take good care of us, don't you?
No. Well, here's the thing. Are you still off the horse? Are you beer only or? Is that too enticing to send you a bottle of whiskey?
Hell no.
I've been
sipping those.
Well, I know the knee wasn't good. Is that still bothering you?
Oh, well, the gout, it's already been damaged. So it's just scar tissue now. But, yeah, if I haven't drank beer in quantity in 3 or 4 years. Otherwise, it's a problem. But
oh,
the white claws.
Yeah.
They don't do it. They don't. The purines aren't there, and I think that's what there's a
fucks with your
gout.
Okay. Yeah. I'm on my way. I'm working on it. But listen, I'll let you get back at it. But I did send, just so you know, I mean, you're going to see them, colorless SI2. I know you don't care for them, but these SI2s are nice. I picked them out.
Awesome.
3 carat total
perfect
weight, and then 240 total weights. Sweet. But they're all bridle quality. So they're loose. You can mount them up if some guy's in a pinch, or they make a killer set of studs.
Nice. Appreciate it. I'll get some mountings ordered up and get them ready to go, or ready to set when someone says do it, because as soon as
right
you set them, then they're going to want you to pull them, and you're like, ah, no time for that.
100%. 100%. But
yeah,
let me know if you need
yellow,
anything else this time of year. I can float. So if
cool
you talk to Erica or Haley and say, hey, listen, is there something in here that you think, like, as long as it's not a marquee or a rectangular cushion, I got you. Those two things are
really
the hottest.
Those are
marquees. Yep, marquees are back. And rectangular cushions. I can't keep them.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So if you have any, cool, put them on the case, because that's what people want.
No, we got nothing, buddy.
Oh, jeez.
Right, yeah, nothing.
Well, all right. Well,
yeah,
I'll let you get back to it, but I'll be
yeah,
here till
I'll
6 if you need anything.
Watching. You got it. Appreciate
it.
Thanks for the
take
memo
a photo if it ends up in, if you take it out of a box and it's in pieces, just shoot me a photo.
I love it.
Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, Gary. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.